640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The public will be able to pay tribute to former First Lady Rosalynn Carter when she lies in repose at the Carter Center next week. She died yesterday at the age of 96. Admirers say they're
sad, but what a legacy. The Carters have certainly left their mark on this globe and continue to.
I think there's nobody who doesn't love Mrs. Carter.
CBS's Holly Williams says both sides in the Gaza war say an agreement may be near to free some of the hostages. She spoke with a senior Hamas official.
Musa Abu Mazouk told us he's not sure where all of the hostages are located, and some, he claims, have been killed in the bombardment by Israel's military.
Maybe around 60.
Powerful storms across the southern U.S. could put a hitch in Thanksgiving plans. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
This certainly has the potential to threaten all kinds of travel across the Deep South during the day today and into tonight.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Menards 11% sale is ending on Thanksgiving Day. Don't wait. Get a new garage door today before it ends. Menards carries more than 12 options of garage doors in stock. And
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow, the Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward says the current Republican maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous.
They're not all made up of one uninterrupted chunk of land. And that is in conflict with the words of the Constitution, which requires the districts to be contiguous.
Mandel on Upfront on WISN-TV. Lawyers for the map supporters are expected to argue that contiguous has different meanings. The Board of Commissioners of Public Lands is announcing a record $65 million for public schools across Wisconsin through the Common School Fund. School librarians and media specialists will use the money to buy new books, technology, and educational materials for students who need them. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tomorrow, Wisconsin will lower its flags to commemorate the two-year anniversary of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. The event was 2 years ago when Daryl Brooks recklessly drove through the parade, resulting in the loss of six lives and injuring 60 others. The governor acknowledged that the attack united the people of Waukesha, Wisconsin, and the country. The city will unite to commemorate the anniversary of the parade tragedy during the Main Street Parade Memorial Dedication and Remembrance Ceremony. Turkey Day is looking to be cool and clear. According to the National Weather Service, the forecast predicts abundant sunshine with a high temperature in the low 40s. As the weekend progresses, highs will only reach the 30s. Return journeys on Saturday and Sunday are expected to be full of sunny skies and dry roads, ensuring smooth and hassle-free travel. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks travel east to play the Washington Wizards tonight at the Capital One Arena. The Bucks put away the Mavericks Saturday night, 132-125. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers keep their bowl game dreams alive after an overtime thriller, 24-17 against Nebraska. Wisconsin faces Minnesota in the Twin Cities Saturday afternoon. NFL, the Packers with a 23-20 victory over the Chargers in a hard-fought game. Both Packers running backs Aaron Jones and Emmanuel Wilson going down to injuries. And it's a short week. Green Bay plays the Lions Thursday in an NFL Classic game on Thanksgiving Day in Detroit. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Yeah, I mean, we got a really quick turnaround, so we'll take the day to enjoy it. But, yeah, this is going to be a tight turnaround for this week, seeing the Lions. So it's definitely a week that we got to just focus on getting our bodies back and studying up on the Lions again.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 45 today under overcast skies. East winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. 37. Overcast tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It is Victory Monday, Earl.
Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Let me, before we get into all the things we're going to talk about, man, what is the brother's name that was one of the Fab Five? He was from Michigan, basketball player.
Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose.
I don't even know why you helped me. You see, you're trying to be funny. You just you need to let his absent-minded self go on and
Hey, good morning, Gilbert Jalen Rose Brown. it looks fresh, man.
Okay.
How much they charge you to do that, man?
I was going to joke on you in that T-Nike sweatshirt. But since you want to go ahead, let's go.
How much they charge y'all to do that, man? I guess
don't be mad at me because all your thing is gray. You look like a rug moving.
And I guess they have to be an artist, right? I mean, just can't know about
it. You need to go see my barber. He had you so stressed.
But no, I know, but see, it takes time to do that. I don't have the patience to sit
there. Me and Leroy go to him all the time.
I know, man.
You got to say,
is he like Picasso or something, man? Because
he just got them clippers that edge you like you edging your lawn.
Because your hair look like a painting, man. It looks like. Look like Picasso, man. Anyway, man. Hey, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, you know what, man? It's Monday, man. I'm feeling good.
Let me ask you.
I'm feeling real good.
So you were in Lambeau Field, and you were watching the Packers win a game, but nothing's easy, man. It went down. Man, how come a victory is hard to get?
It is, man. You know, it's like you said, Earl. I don't care who we beat. We needed this win. We needed this win because we're going into a game that's going to be so tough for us. You got to have your confidence high going into a game like this. This is a divisional game.
Look, man, so a couple days later, I talked to you about this early in the season, about playing this turnaround game. And after having a tough game, how much time do they get off? The game is Thursday, man.
It's a sacrifice, Earl. Plain and simple.
Yeah, I know it's a sacrifice, but
it's a sacrifice because you about to be going on a national stage. Yeah, I want to do that. Yeah, I want everybody to see me play. That's how you do it, Earl. That's how you get up for it. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a reward, and then there's the downside. But the reward is everybody is about to see who you are on Thursday.
So what's the process after you just played? Did they show up on Monday?
Yeah, you go get an ice tub. You go get in the what? Did you go get in the sauna? Contrast. Get all your treatment in. Sometimes you don't even watch the film.
But
You jump right into Detroit.
Okay, so you can't. You said treatment. Your body needs more than the treatment that you need is some rest, right?
But it's time for rest, Earl. Because you got 3 days and then you on the plane.
Right. Well, I mean, it's not like it's just the Packers. The Lions got to do the same thing.
Yeah, that's the good thing about it. It's good that both of them are going through it. So you would get about the same thing you would get if you was playing on Sunday, because both of y'all just went through it.
Yeah. Well, the Packers suffered some tough injuries, man.
Man, they sure did, man. They sure did. Key player, too.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just Aaron Jones, the backup running back. I don't know.
Yeah, he caught a rib or something.
A shoulder? I don't know. And maybe
rib, shoulder, or something. But I was hoping Elizabeth wasn't coming to get him. Well, he grabbed that shoulder.
Well, that's an inside joke, Elizabeth. I'm coming to get you, honey. But so the Packers won the game, and the fans must have been going crazy.
Man, it was a different atmosphere at the game, man. You know, they smelt that this wounded animal was coming to town, so we had to attack.
I mean, let me ask you, man.
Attack.
The weather.
Beautiful football weather. Oh my God.
This time of year, it could have been 10 degrees, 5 degrees, right?
Oh, Earl, this type of, if I was playing and I woke and I woke up Sunday morning and went outside, I'd have dropped to my knees and said, thank you, God. This type of weather right here, perfect. I'm unstoppable. I can run all day. I will hit you till you bleed and then dig the grave and drop you in there.
So the weather, certainly all those little things help.
Everything was on our side yesterday because they just coming from L.A. This was freezing for them.
Yeah, I know, man. I was watching the cat blowing his hand. Hey, man, it said, what, 40 degrees?
Everything was on our side yesterday, bro.
You know, so they, you know, the big time. And I have to ask you, again, for those of you who are just joining us, it's Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. A sacred day, man. A big game coming on Thursday. I asked you before we got on the airways if you ever played in the Thanksgiving Day game against the Detroit Lions, and you said you had.
Yeah, it's always, and that's, you know, that's the tradition. And we always try to figure out, as sorry as they was, how did they get this game? You know what I'm saying? As sorry as the Detroit Lions was, you know what I'm saying?
Well, how do you? It's a
Thanksgiving in Detroit.
So it's a traditional game. When you were a kid, before you start, I don't know, were you ever a kid, man?
Absolutely.
Hey, so did you ever watch football on Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
You know, so
you had to. Uh-huh. Had to. Everybody, because as soon as you get done, you know us, we don't eat till late, though.
Right.
You know, we don't get up at 12 and eat the stuffing and everything. Right. 1 o'clock. We don't eat till late because mama like, boy, y'all better get out of my kitchen. It ain't done yet. We get there by 6, 7 o'clock, you know. But it's why you sitting there waiting on the dinner and the smells and everything. It's watching the games with your dad or whoever you was right. with. Family came over to steal your chitlins or whatever it was. That's you know, but as a player, and you out there playing the game for the enjoyment of the fans, that's a different, that's kind of like a selfish feeling. Like, I'm missing out, and I'm working on the holiday. But, of course, the fans will say, hey, boy, you getting paid, so you better shut your mind. You know what I'm saying?
But man, when you use the term working. And so I don't ever hear pro athletes saying working.
Oh, when it's a holiday, we working.
Okay. Explain.
We working. It's a holiday. Christmas Day, when you playing that game, we working. So they say, what you doing for the, they say, what you doing for the holidays? Working.
So I understand that if it's somebody in the stands or something else, man, but when it's the player, that's the first time I ever heard a player refer to it as that. Do you, when you're playing in the game, you don't see it from that perspective?
No, we're just trying to get out there and play, man. You know what I'm saying? But you know, me and you sitting on our tails right now.
I know.
But it's different terms. But Earl, can I say something?
Yeah, man. It's under the helmet with the gravedigger.
I would like the fans to call in and give me your best Thanksgiving Day remembrance. What, when you think of Thanksgiving, what pops into your mind? And I think after the break, me and Earl are going to give our 2 cents on it. But I want the fans to call up Thanksgiving. Tell us your favorite Thanksgiving moment. If it's a game, or if it's sports, or if it's at home, I want to know. The Gravedigger wants to know.
844-967-2789 is the number. Make us, you know, when you think about it, and I know it popped into my mind right away. And so as a young man, as a young boy, what it meant. But it was always, man, having my uncle.
Hey, Earl, when you was a young man, did y'all still have lights in the house or y'all had candles?
Man, yeah, well, you know. Yeah,
y'all
yeah.
got to give me that one. That was a funny one there.
You know, it's always been, number one, it's always about giving. And you know, sometimes I think, man, we forget about all that stuff is lost. You know, your parents and what they taught us as young people about, you know, all of that, you know, and I know what my mom taught me and what your mother taught you, man. And it's a lot of people, it's about eating, right? We got a bountiful time and you know, it's going to be big meals, but it's bigger than that. And, we'll talk about it on the other side. 844-967-2789, under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll talk about that and others on the other side. Be right back.
Listening to the Shaw, WAUK.
Small businesses are the heartbeat of our community. They bring unique products, personal service, and a sense of belonging. Small Business Saturday is just around the corner, but why wait? Shop locally every day, because together we're stronger. This message brought to you by Mary Jane's Hemp Shop at 335 Main Street in Waukesha. Stop in or call 414-202-5290. That's 414-202-5290. Or log on to MaryJanesHempShop.com.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K. K.
Waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hug. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Good morning to Amory, 1260 AM Lake Air. Eau Claire, 93.5, The Tap, Green Bay, 97.9, WGBW, The Talk of Green Bay, Hayward, The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, The Eagle, La Crosse, 1490 AM, Oshkosh, 98.3 FM, Air Support, WISS, Racine, WRJN, 1400 AM. Richland Center, 1450 AM. News from the Center, WRCE. And Wisconsin Rapids, in Waukesha, 540 AM, WAUK. So Gilbert, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're asking about, the people's special, what Thanksgiving means to them and a special time. I'll just say this, man, and people can chime in afterwards, but I'll tell you, Thanksgiving always has a special place in my heart because I'm from a family of 13, and I remember probably when I was about 9 or 10 years old, one of my brothers, who was a few years older than me, was going through a bad time, and so we wound up losing him at a young age. But I remember my mother in her pain and going back and forward to the hospital and still trying to do all that cooking. You know, Gilbert, women are special, right? Mothers, very special. And so as a young man,
Strongest thing on earth, man.
Yeah, watching her go through all of that, and then my brother. And so whenever it's Thanksgiving, all these decades later, a half a century later, that still, is in my mind. So Thanksgiving is always special to me. It always will be. For some, they'll say it's, going back to the founding fathers. But, it's different for different people.
Yeah, you're right, Earl. I mean, everybody... Everybody got a remembrance of these things, man. For me, it's sitting at that table. Mama just set the food down, and everybody's at that table. That is what I miss. I got my dad at the top of the table. I got my brothers and sisters. Because, see, my dad's no longer here. One of my brothers are no longer here.
Right.
And I can remember everybody sitting at the table. It was several Thanksgivings when it was just us. And that's what it's all about. Immediate family sitting down at the table. Now, I ain't going to tell you after dinner, everybody go in the living room and everybody laying on the floor waiting for round two, farting and everything around the room, you know, and then we get up and everybody go back to the table. Oh my God. I would give my left arm for a day like that.
But man, I'd also say to you that football is a part of it in my memory too, man. And the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. Man. Yeah, Larry, Milt Plum.
Billy Sim.
Alex Carrick. Man. Mel Farr. And those are the Detroit Lions. You may not remember those.
I know a few. Like I just rambled off Eric Hipple, Billy Sims,
And on the Packers.
Eric Kramer.
Hey man, and on the Packers side, Bart Starr.
Legends now.
Hey, Bart Starr, Champions Jim now. Taylor, Paul Horning, Boyd Dowler, Max McGee, Fuzzy Thurston. You know, Willie Davis.
We need to figure out why Detroit got this game. That's what we need to find out. Because to me, if it was between Detroit and Green Bay, I would say Detroit because it was in a bigger media market.
Well, Detroit got the game because Detroit used to be the Motor City. So for people who don't know what Detroit was, the auto industry, man, the auto industry was king. Right.
That's what brought my family to Detroit.
Well, yeah, the auto industry was king, and Detroit had it all. Michigan had it all, you know, from Flint, Michigan to where they made all the Ford, General Motors, Chrysler. Man, they employed so many people, and it was a good life. So Detroit was one of the most prominent cities in the Midwest. That's how they got it, Gilbert. That's why they got the market, right?
You know what, Earl? I don't know because you old and you know. Well, I don't know.
I'm old.
So I'm going to take your word for it.
Hey, but you knew what Detroit was. Your parents told you what.
But you know what? At the end of the day, Earl, it's tradition.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what it's all about. It's tradition. Even though you got your little Lions color shirt on today, it's tradition.
Hey, I'm with the Lions. Come on, man.
Oh, you ain't picking that up right now. So we gonna put a bet on the game before the show.
Oh, absolutely.
You got that much confidence in them Lions,
man? What are they? 8-2.
Earl, here's the thing. Earl, here's the thing that you don't understand. You can throw those records out the door. I'm telling you now.
Hey, Gilbert. This is not the Packers of Aaron Rodgers.
It don't matter.
3 years
ago. It don't matter. Watch what's gonna happen, Earl. What's gonna happen. We're gonna be talking next Monday. You're gonna be like, OMG. I did not know.
844-967-2789. Certainly you can talk a little bit with us about the game on yesterday, but there's a big game coming up Thursday. And can it be too much football, man? Because there's three games on.
It never could be too much football.
Oh.
If they got it spaced out well, it could never be too much football.
Yeah, they got it spaced out well. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments tomorrow in a lawsuit challenging the state's Republican legislative maps. Luke Berg is with the Conservative Institute for Law and Liberty. He says there's an easy fix to claims that non-contiguous districts are unconstitutional.
If you were simply to take the islands and put them in the districts that surround them, it would eliminate the contiguity problem and you wouldn't have any population problems in the existing map.
Berg on Upfront on WISN-TV. The map's challengers will also argue the way the maps were drawn was unconstitutional. Governor Evers' Task Force on Artificial Intelligence meets again today. The governor wants the panel to look at how best to use AI for Wisconsin's workforce. That includes a focus on equity and economic opportunity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. To ensure a smooth ceremony tomorrow, some roads in the downtown Waukesha area will close in the afternoon. The city will unite to commemorate the anniversary of the parade tragedy during the Main Street Parade Memorial Dedication and Remembrance Ceremony. The event will be held at the Five Points intersection. Road closures in the Five Points area will start at around 2, with traffic impacts until after the recognition at 4:39 p.m. The space outside Fiserv Forum has been transformed into the Cheer District. The city's Christmas tree lighting ceremony has lit up the 38-foot-tall Colorado blue spruce, adorned with 18,000 lights. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson emphasized the importance of honoring the sacrifices made by members of the military during the tree lighting event, which marks the city's 110th Christmas tree lighting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulk. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks travel east to play the Washington Wizards tonight at the Capital One Arena. The Bucks put away the Mavericks Saturday night, 132-125. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers keep their bowl game dreams alive after an overtime thriller, 24-17 against Nebraska. Wisconsin faces Minnesota in the Twin Cities Saturday afternoon. NFL, the Packers with a 23-20 victory.